Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all. So what we'd like to talk about today is about life purpose. That is probably the most common question that we get. Can you please tell me about my life purpose? And we would say to all of you, in the broadest terms, that your life purpose is to be of service and to hold more joy. And if you are doing that, then you are fulfilling your purpose here on the planet. And many times you all are looking for this big event or this big action that you're supposed to take. Now, know that that is also part of the conditioning of the ego. That the only thing that has real value and meaning is huge, and that it has to reach millions and millions of people. And we will say to you that no, that is not how the universal structure works, and small actions have huge value to them. If you are coming from a heart-centered space and you are sharing love with another person, and perhaps that's through something as simple as a smile and a hello, good morning, how are you? It can have an absolutely transformative effect on another being, because they may be in a very dark space, and your smile and the love that you're projecting can help to propel them forward, to shift their frequency, which they then share with another person who shares with another and another, and it has a cascading effect. Also, as you are living your life, as you are making changes to yourself at the personal level, you are creating great change within the collective consciousness, because the information on how you are achieving that, what process you went through to create change within yourself, is put into the collective record so that other beings can access it at any time. Now, when you think about that, that you as one being are putting into the collective record, the how-to, and knowing that all those on the planet, 6 billion people on the planet, can tap into that record at any time, it expands the mind. Now we want you to take that to an even greater scale. As you all continue to grow and expand and go through this process of integration, it will have an effect at the universal level, because what you are doing here will affect the entire galaxy, because you are galactic beings who have been playing out these same dramas over and over and over again in many different star systems. So as you figure out things here, you send that information off to the other aspects of yourself, who then can also go through the process of integration. Now, when that spreads at the galactic level, that information then progresses out to the universal. So while this is the end of a grand cycle for Earth, it is also a change at the universal level. So you will create a brand new universal game as a result of the ascension process that you are going through, each and every single individual. So don't underestimate your own power, and that really is your life purpose. So when you think of it at that level, that you are working at just within your own life, and how transformative an effect you can have on those in your immediate area, your family, your loved ones, your friends, and even a stranger on the street, that you can create great change. And if you're doing that, you're fulfilling your purpose. That's what you came here for. So there's not some grand activity of having to write a book or having to become a healer or having to be a world leader. It's about you living and expressing your divine self. That's your purpose. This game at this time wasn't about leaving the body to go home. It's about bringing that sensation of home here, that sense of connectedness here to the planet. And that means integrating your higher consciousness into your body. That means integrating your divine self into the body. That is your life purpose. Now, there are infinite ways for you to do that. There's not just one or two. And while you may have a blueprint that can suggest one or two for yourself, when you get down here, you have the ability to rewrite that blueprint. If there's something that is getting your attention, that is far more interesting, follow it. If you have no idea what your life purpose is, simply hold more joy. And if you don't know how to do that, start with your curiosity. What inspires you? What are you drawn to do? Follow that thread. That's the beginning. And continue on from there and allow it to build. Do not underestimate your power. You too often give your power away outside of yourselves in what you have to create or generate in the physical world. And this is the time where you're shifting that awareness to the internal. Go within. And the more you go within, the more you connect to source energy, the more you're going to be able to connect to others. Some of you have a fear of connecting with other beings because you think, oh, I don't want to connect with this distorted world. It's a mess. But what we would say to you is that you no longer connect with the distortions, but rather you start to connect with the divine aspect of others. Because the distortion is simply an overlay. It's simply a filter that was created to play in this game of duality in the third dimension. It's not real. It's an illusion. So in many cases, you're connecting with others' illusions as opposed to connecting with their divine selves. And how can you? Because they're a reflection for you. So if you're only connecting with your illusion of self, then you're only going to connect with their illusion. But when you start connecting with the divine within, you will also start connecting to the divine in others. So dear ones, that's our wisdom that we're sharing for today. As always, we're around. Feel free to call on us at any time. And we'll be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.